arenas where people would gather by the thousand, and they would watch them feed them, the Christian, to the lions, burn them at stake, and all kind of stuff that took place among the believers. And yet God is faithful to deliver. So what I'm doing, I'm working up to something, because sometimes we get so caught up on, give me, I want. I need. And you probably do need. And you probably do want. It's not wrong to want. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying anything wrong with want, because the Lord would never say it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So he can supply the want. And he said, but my God shall what? Supply all of your needs. So that means he's faithful to supply your need. Then we get to thinking about sometime we get in situation and we kind of get along and we start thinking about ourselves and I'm all by myself. But if we really think about the truth of the matter, we are never alone. Because he said, I'll never leave you, didn't he say it? Nor forsake you. Then he said, for as our communication with him, he also said, call unto me, I'll answer thee, didn't he say it? Then he went on to say, Father, I'll be with you in trouble. That means when you get in trouble, he said, I won't abandon you. I'll be with you and make sure you get through the trouble. Amen. So, when we have some things from God that is precious and they are privileges for us to have such things, sometimes we ignore them because we get caught up on some other things, and I just don't think it's right to leave God out all the time. And I will get to what I'm saying much clearer in a minute. Because I don't know anyone anywhere there'll never been, and I'm pretty sure, and I'm absolutely sure there'll never be anybody as good as God is. Nobody have been faithful. Nobody have been lied on like he had. Nobody have been disrespected like he had. And yet he's still good. Yet he still what? Show mercy. Yet he'll answer when you call. He hears the cries of your heart. If I can convey this, I'm gonna do it, but I will. Later on, I will go into more detail. But here's what the Lord said to me, and I don't know if I have it down packed enough to accurately relate this to you like I know it or heard it. Sometimes you have trouble putting things in words once you know something or hear something. And sometimes you have trouble putting it in words because your mind is sometimes need to be renewed to some things. And here's what he said. He said, because of your physical condition, even you may be experiencing some pain. You may be experiencing some trouble. You're in a situation where you've gotten in trouble. You may have stole something. You may have just done something wrong. Or you may have got intoxicated. Or he said, a born-again person in those situations, this is what he said to me. He said, if you believe me in those situations, now watch what he said. If you believe me, he said, I'll come right through all of that stuff and answer you and help you. He said, but most people think because you got drunk or you got in this situation, I got, he said, they thinking, well, ain't nothing God can do. He said, oh yeah, if you believe me. He said, I don't care who you are and how bad it is. If you believe me, he said, I'll come right through all that. That's what I'm looking for. He said, unbelief, trouble and stuff. I said, don't keep me out. That don't stop me. He said, how did you get saved? You were messed up. I came through all that and saved you and delivered you. And so I'm saying all of this tonight. By the way, I guess you can tell we got the other unit going. Hallelujah. Amen. And anyway, God is so good. And there are a lot of things we see him do. It manifests, and we see it and witness, and we can tell somebody, God did that for me. God did that for me. You know, it may be you were believing God for a piece of furniture or, I don't know, something that was dear to you, and you were able to purchase it. He provided for you. You may have been believing God for a situation going on in your life, and all of a sudden you found out that you've been set free of it, and it's not bugging you anymore. And you say, God did this for me. And he did. But right on the other hand, there are so many things we don't even know. I'm going to give you one. Right now, yes, you sit where you sit, and I'm standing where I'm standing. My angel's standing here with me. Your angel's right there with you. But we're not even aware of it. Until somebody mentioned, and then sometimes we have a hard time believing it. My angel never leave me. When you grow up, see your angels, the scripture says that the angel always behold the face of God, little children. I'm paraphrasing that, which means just because you grow up, you don't lose your angels. Amen. So I think I probably shouldn't use the word think. I believe we should give more attention and pay more attention to our appreciation of our daddy, our father, our God, for his goodness and for who he is. Now, you know, some of you in here have been in a position of being an authority to work for somebody. You may have owned your own business. You may have worked for a company and they had you as a foreman or a manager or somebody in charge of something, right? And you had to manage people, probably 5 or 6, 10 or 12 or so forth. And those people kind of you had to work at it because everybody don't think the same way, right? Anybody ever had that? You tell them to do one thing, they go do another. Anybody can I? How many times I had that to happen? I mean, I had to take one guy around there and put him back where he belongs. I said, I told you to go around and do that. He was over here trying to do my job. I'm saying all that to get to where we're going. And to handle stuff like that, it takes effort. But what if you were in God's place running the whole universe? And all you ever get, gimme, gimme, gimme. I won't, I won't, I won't.